All right, folks, welcome back to the fourth official podcast.
This is episode patriotic.
Number Woo! 15. The reason Pumped we up. Start off with that epic intro is because the U.S. men's national team, as we are recording now, are currently in the 70th minute, up 3-0 on Guatemala. All the...
They're on fire at Map Fire Stadium.
Map Frey.
Shh.
Map Frey.
That joke doesn't work if you correct me.
Exactly.
Cool.
It doesn't work anyway.
Cameron Madness, yeah.
So, folks who don't know, I'm Austin David. Gavin Eubanks back after a month hiatus. I think it's about a month.
Probably, yeah.
Sure.
It's been a few weeks. That's all I can say.
And Brad Newton's back.
If Uncle Gavin don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you.
All right, then. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, that is turning into a shirt, that quote.
Available on check. The site store in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, whenever Pre-order. Whenever that exists.
Coming soon.
Coming in November. November.
All proceeds go to keeping Kyle out of Chicago.
No, they go to keeping him in Chicago.
Okay. So yeah, Kyle Foley, Brent Pekus, they're not here. Kyle's excuse was he was getting a new car, but...
He's just going to wreck that one. I don't even know what the point is.
No, he didn't say he was buying a new car, which I thought was kind of interesting for him to say. He just said he was getting one.
Well, he's getting a used car. A new used car. But anything's probably better than what he's driving right now.
I didn't know the Marco Rubio money was that good, to be quite honest.
No politics. No.
You have that drop yet, Austin? No politics?
I mean, I've got it queued up. I didn't expect to need to use it today, though, because...
All right. Because he...
It just right. didn't... It didn't... pop into my head. Anyway, U.S. men's national team up 3-0. The other day, they lost 2-0 to Guatemala, which everyone was surprised by, and then restarted the Fire Klinsmann hashtag all over Twitter and everywhere, and people got pissed because the U.S. lost to Guatemala, which shouldn't happen. They said this was a must-win game, and they're winning.
Not wrong.
No, yeah, they were absolutely right. But they're winning pretty handily, 3-0, should be 4-0, but Bobby Wood missed a sitter.
To be fair, he kind of did that thing in that that one Honesty commercial where he's like, yeah, I touched the ball last, coach. I'm sorry.
Oh, like he had the handball, and he's like, you know what, I'll just kick this out of bounds to be, yeah. You know, to fair play.
Listen, because we're honorable Americans, and we are very upstanding in our beliefs.
Sure, we'll put it like that.
If you want to put it that way, yeah.
But does this 3-0 result, if it stands over the next 20 minutes, as that ball goes out of bounds, does this stop the fire a bit from the Fire Klinsmann?
I mean, it doesn't change anything. You know, a win's a win. But at the end of the day, when you talk about Klinsmann, he's been here for, what, 5 years? Something like that?
Feels like a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Bob Bradley's last year was like 2010?
And you have
he to, was I mean, after the World Cup. They almost immediately let him go after the South America World Cup.
Yeah, and that was 2010. So.
Yes. Yeah.
I think he wasn't hired until like 2011, though, right?
Like either way, that's about five years he's been here.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you try to break it down, you have to ask yourself, is this team better than it was 5 years ago? And I don't think...
No.
I don't think you can make that argument because it's
you
not.
You can make the argument that the competition's better.
I mean, yeah.
That's a very small argument to make, but it's something you can say.
I mean, even at his worst, Bob Bradley had this team playing five times better than Jurgen Klinsmann ever has had them playing.
Do you think it revolves around the trust issues of most of the guys being in MLS and him not necessarily looking to MLS players? He's looking more to European players.
There's a lot of problems, and not just the players that he's selecting, but the players that he's selecting and the way he's playing them. Because, you know, they talk about it all the time. He's playing so many guys out of position that sets them up for failure when you're
out of
guy,
your comfort zone.
You know, when everybody likes to knock on, or they don't like to, but they have to knock on Alejandro Bedoya, they're playing him out of position. He's a left winger, and they're putting him, you know, in the defensive midfield. He's not a defensive midfielder. And you're going to have a bad game. You can't bash on him afterwards.
Well, hold on. I think there's some recency bias here, and the results that we haven't been getting lately have kind of, you know, last year we beat Germany right off the heels of a World Cup win for Germany. So I think yes, that this team isn't playing to its full potential. I think that's where a lot of people are getting frustrated. But at the same time, if you kind of stand back and breathe and look at it, I mean, we did pretty well in the World Cup. We got out of the group stage. in what a lot of people were considering the group of death, I do think that if there isn't some kind of major result, if the U.S. doesn't qualify for the World Cup, I do think Klinsmann is out. But given what he's doing right now, I don't think there's really grounds for him to be removed.
I think the Copa America, whether you want to think it is or not, I think if the U.S. goes into the Copa America and is out after the group stage, I think there's going to be serious talk about whether this guy's right. Because, I mean, like I said, this team is not getting better. He's doing things that are hurting the team only. I mean, Fabian Johnson is having a great season for Mönchengladbach as a left midfielder, and he plays him as a left back. That's not his natural position.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Bedoya.
But they don't have a left back.
Yeah.
You got Breck Shea. I mean, the point of Breck Shea going to left back.
Breck Shea's not a left back.
But the point of going to Breck Shea as a left back for Orlando City was that it's going to prepare him to be a left back for the national team. And if you're not going to go all in on that, then why are you doing that? Because it's only hurting Orlando City.
Right. But they have a lot of options. Orlando.
They don't have, or the they have United Rivas. States doesn't have options.
Right.
That's why they played DeMarcus Beasley in the World Cup.
Jesus. And they still occasionally call up DeMarcus Beasley to play left back.
Yeah.
I can understand Fabian Johnson playing as a left back, just like Breck Shea is playing a left back.
I sort of imagine DeMarcus Beasley like out like fly fishing somewhere, and Jurgen Klinsmann like comes in on a helicopter and goes, "Mr. Beasley," and he's like, "Used to be. You're a tough man to find. Not hard enough."
Didn't Beasley retire from the national team?
He did, and then they called him back
for the Gold Cup last year. Right.
He's kind of like Rambo in a sense. Like he retired, but not really.
He's just like
that colonel just keeps showing up at his house. Like I'm done.
I need you,
John.
We need you. Your country needs you,
John. You did some things.
But hey, Jozy Altidore is playing right now. That's something.
That's a thing.
That's something.
And the U.S. are getting some chances, but not converting. I mean, yeah, the usual.
Because it's Michael Bradley, and he can fall into the ocean for all I care.
They call him Mr. Clean.
I mean, the USA is not...
He'll certainly keep an opposing goaltender's sheet clean.
That's one way of putting it. The problem is the team should not be going to places like Guatemala and losing games that are, you know, important games 2-0 because they're playing terrible. They shouldn't lose to a Jamaica in the Gold Cup semifinal.
Yeah,
those are the kind of things that this team should be more prepared for, and they go out there and they don't look prepared at all.
It's like what they were terrible at
the Gold Cup last year.
Right, but it's like what they're doing recently over the last 8 to 10 months.
What they're doing.
Well, yes, but they're getting results that they shouldn't be getting, like the Germany and Netherlands game, and then they're dropping results that they should be getting.
So it's really a two steps forward, one step back kind of thing.
Right.
They're just not... They're not playing to the consistency that they really should be.
No.
They're not playing up to the level of competition either. They're almost playing down to it against the worst teams.
Which is kind of amusing, because when you look at the way that they came out of the gate for this match, they seem to have their foot on the pedal right from the whistle.
They also had the crowd behind them, which can help mentally.
They also didn't play absurd players out of position.
That too.
If you ask Jurgen Klinsmann that, he says he doesn't play players out of position.
Right. The only real question, and it was a 4-3-3 that they played today, was that Graham Zusi was playing in a central attacking midfielder, which he's more of a winger, if anything. He's played well from what I've seen. Zusi has.
I mean, most guys are having a good game out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, even Brad Guzman's playing.
Castillo's doing pretty well at left back. We'll give him that.
Yeah. When was the last time Castillo played at left back, though?
When was the last time Jeff Cameron played at center back? He usually plays him as a midfielder as well. I mean, that's just one of the things.
When was the last time he played Cameron as a midfielder?
He's played him as a midfielder before.
Like a defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
Once.
A few times.
Most times I remember
played
him
at the World Cup as a midfielder, didn't he?
No, center back.
Sure.
Positive. Almost 95% positive. There's still that 5% doubt just because you're saying it, but I'm almost 100%. So, 10 minutes left in the U.S. game, and Brad Guzan made a save. Probably one of the first things he's had to do all night.
He's had like 2 or 3, but they were all balls just directly at him.
Right. So, not too much to take away from that. Or Tim Howard and Brad Guzan.
We need Bill Hamid to get healthy. We need to get Joe Bendick cap tied.
Is he not?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Did he even play for a youth? Okay. Maybe it's about time. The way he's been playing for Orlando.
No.
Which is a perfect segue into the next game for Orlando City against the defending champion Portland Timbers.
He has 20 caps for the U.S.
He's represented the U-17, the U-18, and the U-20.
See, there you go. He's not cap tied for the senior team, but he's right. Represented the country.
Yeah, not since 2008.
Well, I mean, an eight year break is more than enough. He's ready to go.
Hey, work for Tim Howard, right? Coming in MLS.
There you go.
First game after he signed with Colorado, he loses to Guatemala.
And the and Christian Pulisic era has started. Youngest player to ever appear in a World Cup qualifier.
17 years old.
And now he's cap tied. It's all ours.
Good job, Jürgen. You did your job.
Being a part of Borussia Dortmund's first team squad.
And playing
it's,
one game.
It's kind of funny because it's like it's the opposite of when a college football coach burns a red shirt. We're actually kind of happy this happened.
Yeah, more or less. It's weird how the cap tie works, because we were talking before we started recording about Tony Chani of the Columbus Crew and how he played a friendly for the U.S. but then played most recently in a World Cup qualifier for
Cameroon.
And so now he's cap tied to Cameroon.
Yep. So that's a thing.
It is a thing.
But he was born there, so.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense.
Let's see.
So moving on to that Orlando Portland game.
I mean, he only moved to the US in 2004, so.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But again, Orlando coming off a nice almost 2 week break. Going to be playing back in the Citrus Bowl after they pulled out that 1-0 victory over NYCFC.
Face of God goal.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. The face of God from Kyle Larin.
Terrible game from Orlando City when you look at it all. But I mean, 3 points are 3 points.
Pretty bad.
So a result is a result.
You can't complain about that. It's like getting free socks. You can't complain. Whether or not they're the right socks.
Three times in a row.
They're free socks.
Is there such a thing as a wrong sock if it's free?
No.
So what if they sent you New York Mets socks?
I would wear them. I have a Mets hat.
What about Red Sox socks?
I would wear them.
Just not on your feet.
I just represent the swag. That's all.
All right. But Orlando, they'll have Kaká back. Hopefully. That's a big... When you say hopefully, Kaká himself has declared... Yeah, he said, "I'm healthy."
We're talking about a 33-year-old Kaká. I mean, anything could happen.
I hope they do the thing where like Sting came back and they just like turn out the lights at the Citrus Bowl and he just like descends from like a helicopter with a baseball bat.
Wait, you mean like they did with Michael Jordan in Space Jam?
Yeah,
and he descends from an alien spaceship.
Right, and no one questions it.
This is Michael Jordan.
There's Kaká, just descending Kaká from a spaceship.
Good old Kaká.
Fantastic.
Flying in on Air Force One, landing in the middle of the field.
Well, it'd be Marine One because it'd be a helicopter, but...
All right.
The point is, Kaká's back. It's against the defending champion Portland Timbers, who have looked okay so far this season. This is their first time that they'll be playing in Orlando. Not sure what the temperature or the forecast is going to be, but I'm assuming they're not used to the heat or the pollen or the anything in Orlando.
I mean, it's going to be an 8 o'clock game regardless. So, I mean, the sun's going to be down and it won't be bad. I don't know what the humidity is going to be like, but it shouldn't be too bad on Sunday.
Oh, no, even better. Because it'd be so humid, it'd be like that jungle in Predator.
Didn't watch that movie.
So 81%.
You never watched Predator?
He's never watched a lot of things. Yeah. Gavin's not watched the Lego movie. He only just recently watched Star Wars. You know, he's behind.
Yeah.
Just spend like a whole weekend of just watching movies you haven't seen
I've
before.
I've never watched Bull Durham, and I really regretted that decision.
It's all right.
So it's 81 degrees is the forecast for Sunday. No rain, 42% humidity.
Not bad. That's actually...
That's manageable.
Yeah.
For Florida, that'll be a cool night.
Oh yeah.
So,
but again, this is the northeast or northwest we're talking about in Portland.
So, I think it's going to be a fun game.
Dream in the 90s, still alive there.
Always. So that's going to be a good game. Orlando needs to keep their winning streak going. Haven't lost yet. Let's not jinx that. Let's tat knock wood. We'll get to our score predictions later, but how do you feel about Orlando going into this game right now?
I mean, it's a big test for them. You know, New York was a tough game to go in an environment like that, to play on the small field that they did, and to go out and get 3 points. You know, Joe Bendick had a good game. The defensive midfielders, Sarin and Higuita, had great games. Tommy Redding had another great game. I think this team is building confidence, you know, to start a season 3 games undefeated. You know, and coming off a win like that, you're going to come into this game, you're coming home, you're coming against the MLS Cup champions, you're going to be pumped up to go out there and give your fans a good performance and show the league that you can do this, that you're going to be a legit title threat this season. I think they're going to come out ready to play Kaká. You know, as long as Kaká's there, he makes that team better on the field just by being there.
And this is probably going to be the first look that we get to see of a full healthy Orlando City team, exactly, because you have Nocerino now finally with the team. It hasn't looked that great in the 2 games he's played.
No,
but
and I think figuring him out and getting him integrated into the team fully is going to be an important thing. I mean,
I think the last two weeks, right?
This is going to be his third game with them. I mean, you can't really expect much. You couldn't expect much out of him in the first couple of games because he's still trying to figure out everybody's name. At some point, he's going to make an impact, and it's
right,
just a matter of when.
At some point. He hasn't really played a professional game since August coming into the MLS mm-hmm. season.
So the first blown call that Alan Kelly makes, Sting's going to point his baseball at him, say, "You've got no guts." And he points the bat at Addy and says, you're a dead man.
But again, Kaká, this is going to be the 4-3-3 or the 4-3-2-1 that Adrian Heath wanted to play in the uh-huh. very beginning. You most likely see Kaká on the left wing, Molino on the right wing, Larin in the center, and then the three defensive midfielders, Nocerino, Higuita, and Sarin. And then, again, Tommy Redding. Adrian Heath said it's his job to lose, so he'll be starting alongside Seb Hines with Ramos and Breck Shea, and then Bendick in goal.
You know, the other week I said that, you know, Breck Shea looked like he spent the offseason watching The Martian, but really I think it's Colin. Just watching The Martian on a loop. Just like, this is foreshadowing. I'm just going to be stranded on a planet for the rest of my career.
Dang. Yeah, he'll be freed eventually. Hashtag free Colin.
That ain't happening anytime
free,
soon.
Free to a good home. He's like a puppy you don't want.
Aww. Give you him for free.
Yeah, everyone loves him, but nobody really wants to like.
Does everyone love him? I think he's more like a feral cat. He just kind of like shows up on rosters.
I mean, this is only his second roster he's been on in Major League Soccer.
All right, well, you can a feral cat will show up to like, you know, 2 houses in its lifetime.
And just live on the doorstep for a long time?
Yeah.
I had a feral cat. He just showed up and left with us. I mean, he goes outside, he'll come back. He came back twice, actually. All right. He was with us for a few months, left for a few months, and came back.
So if Colin went to OCB for, you know, on a loan, then
he would come back eventually. He would make his way back.
Yeah, so he's a feral cat.
Yeah, I mean, he's struggling right now, but at some point, he's going to find his way back to a starting lineup.
He's like the team pet that everyone gets to take home. It's like Orlando City is like a fourth grade class, and everyone just gets a turn taking Colin home for a weekend.
Oh, hey, Josie Altidore scored a goal. They almost screwed it up, the U.S. did, but Dempsey got the assist. So 4-0.
So before we recorded, I said that it would probably take a 4-0 score for the Heat to kind of get off of Klinsmann, because they would have basically scored 2 goals on aggregate against, you know, Guatemala. So I don't know.
Do you feel the same? It's 4-0 now.
Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, it's a small sample size, but, you know, given if this were like a Champions League matchup, if you kind of look at it the same way, I mean, no one's really looking at Pep. Like, he kind of almost screwed up that thing against Juventus. So everyone kind of, you know, backed off him a little bit, I guess.
So breaking news also, Kevin Molino has scored for Trinidad and Tobago.
Sound the alarm. Ooh.
He's finally broken through. He scored a goal.
Bam, 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 bam. It's the Molino Mania alarm.
So now that Kevin Molino has scored, he'll just score a lot of goals for Orlando City, right?
I mean, basically the only real takeaway I have for it, I mean, because Orlando City currently has three players representing their countries on international duty. Just don't get hurt. Just wrap Kevin Molino in cellophane for the rest of the game and put him on the bench, please.
Just gotta get rid of the yups.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that broke it for him, then
what did they do in How I Met Your Mother? How did Barney get rid of the yups? What was the?
I think he slept with a waitress.
I'm watching the Molino goal right now. Looks like Kenwyn Jones set him up. He got free, and it was a pretty easy tap in. To be fair, they're up 4-0 on St. Vincent after Rhonda. Almost losing the other week.
Yeah. Went back to Rhonda. That's what it was.
Oh, and he broke out a dance move too. Molino did.
Was it?
Of course.
Was it the dance that Barney did?
It was the running man almost.
So
is there a video of it?
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys.
Sorry, audio listeners, you can't see this. The video is a great...
Hey, just look up...
Just a great medium for our listeners to...
Just
to
look up Kevin Molino goal.
We'll put it up on our Instagram or Twitter account.
All right, back to what we were talking about. Orlando City, we'll move past the Portland game. Let's talk about OCB, because they played their first game this past weekend.
Oh, boy, did they ever.
They sure did. I'll get into the setup at Eastern Florida State a little bit later with my what's my beef, but Orlando City lost their first game at home 2-1 to the Wilmington Hammerheads. A bunch of MLS players got loaned down for the game. Didn't really perform as well as most people probably had hoped. The fan turnout was pretty good out there in Melbourne, even though the game got postponed 15 minutes in because of rain and lightning. They returned back 30, 40 minutes later, more or less, played out the rest of the game. Andrew Ribeiro scored the only goal for OCB and proceeded to do a flip, which everyone overreacted to. And is like, oh, man, it's just like Dom Dwyer. And then even Dom Dwyer retweeted the flip and with a thumbs up emoji.
Any
and everyone
opportunity
freaked back.
For Orlando City fans to mention Dom Dwyer in Orlando, they will take it.
And the fact that Orlando City, the Twitter for Orlando City is like, hey, that looks familiar, .. fueling the fire
incoming,
that doesn't need to be fueled.
Incoming tampering charge in 3, 2, 1.
But honestly, like, why bother? It's not going to happen anytime soon that Dom Dwyer comes back to Orlando. I think most fans have accepted that. There's still a few people holding on to the fact that, like, ooh, yeah, this might happen one time.
Clint just had a good chance.
Yeah, I mean, the game's over.
Yeah, but...
It's always nice to add one more. But again, you know, Dom Dwyer's in Sporting Kansas City, and he's not going anytime soon. So, that was my takeaway. Any other, like, mention of the OCB game you want to have?
Look, it's bringing together a team largely comprised of MLS loanees and, you know, trying to develop players. I don't think the results of the game are ultimately what's going to define OCB. I think it's how the players develop and ultimately come up through the system and make it to the first team in MLS that's really going to define how successful the club actually is. I think if you look at how European clubs run their sort of academy teams, it's more about bringing the players up through the system and making sure that they can crack the first team. If they go the whole season without winning a game, yeah, that's ultimately going to look bad. But if they're developing players, I mean, if Hadji Berry's coming up through and, you know, if everyone's sort of getting on track to playing with the first team, I really don't see a problem with it.
So, U.S. game final, 4-0. Good result for them. As we were talking about earlier, gets a little bit of the heat off of Jurgen Klinsmann for the moment. There's still some games to be played in the future.
Kyle Beckerman should absolutely cut his hair.
Has he ever cut his hair?
No.
He should cut his hair. All right, OCB.
Clint Dempsey, that guy's got a haircut you could set a watch to.
OCB plays its next game on Friday against the Charleston Battery. The last time Orlando City's any team played against Charleston.
Nope. Don't mention it.
I was going to mention the U23 team.
Okay.
Well. The last time a minor league Orlando City team played in Charleston, they won 8-7 in penalties.
I thought we were going to get a hot take from a supporter group.
No, I'm not touching that. Although Orlando City did win in penalties the last time they were in Charleston
in the U.S. Open Cup.
And the U23s won in penalties in the U.S. Open Cup 2 years ago, 2014. So, U23. Take that as it will.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
What, the U23s?
The U23 team.
Yeah, they got rid of that.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, they said it was there was no real point because they had the USL team.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I don't, because there's a lot of kids who were playing for the U23 team who are still in college.
Yeah, the U23 team was good for kids who come out of college in the middle of the summer and want to play for a team and get minutes. You can't do that with USL.
Right. Yeah, but ultimately the overhead for the team.
Eligibility in college.
Right. Looking at it from the team's perspective, though, now if you're operating four teams at the same time.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
They're already cutting costs as it is.
Yeah, there's
if they had another team, it just wouldn't be cost effective.
Yeah, it's not economically viable, especially if no one's really coming out to watch U23 games.
Also true. It's going to be hard to try and spread your supporter groups that thin.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for the players for them to develop, but I get it.
There's it's not like there's a limit to how many PDL teams are out there, because there's a lot of PDL teams in, you know, not only in the state of Florida, but just in the South, in the Southeast.
And I get it. You're going to have some players like slip through the cracks, and some people are going to get disillusioned from your club, but that's going to happen.
Yep. All right. So moving on to the final Orlando City related team, the Pride got two more preseason games left before they start their inaugural season up in Portland. So far, pretty good for the Pride girls. I think they've won a combined goal difference of like 11. I think it was 8-0 in the first game and 5-2 in the second game. Something like that.
Sounds about right.
So, I mean, have either of you guys seen any of the Pride?
I haven't been able to get out for neither. I mean, the last one was the doubleheader with OCB, and then the other one was against a UF. So I haven't been able to watch them, but... You know, seeing Alex Morgan sort of, I mean, even though it's against, you know, not NWSL teams, but seeing her regain her form throughout the year, she's already matched her goal performance for the previous year. I mean, granted, she was out with injury for a lot of the time, but seeing her get back into form, I think, is going to do a lot of good for the Pride, and seeing how some of the younger players sort of develop around her, it's definitely going to be, you know, a fun team to watch this year.
Absolutely. The home opener is going to be against the Houston Dash on April 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. I may have my dates mixed up. Someone will correct me in just a second, right?
Yeah, it's April 23rd.
All right. Completely off the cuff. I like it.
I should know that. I'm a season ticket holder, so.
That's the home opener, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
So that's definitely something to look out for if you're in the Orlando area. That's all we got in terms of Orlando stuff. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's happening around MLS. So, there were a few games that happened this past weekend, even though everyone was pretty much not playing because of international breaks.
International soccer.
Right. So, we had the NYCFC played New England to a 1-1 draw.
Yeah.
FC Dallas won 3-0 over FC DC United.
All right.
Expected. And Vancouver won 1-0 over Houston.
That's, I mean, wasn't...
Houston was scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah, I mean, granted, Houston's already had one win on the year, but, I mean, Houston kind of looked to have that game. And, you know, they had 15 shots, 5 were on goal. They had 53% of possession. I mean, that game could have gone either way, really.
Fair enough. Somewhat like the Whitecaps Orlando City game last year, where a last second goal from Vancouver won it for them.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people are missing here, this Vancouver team, they're kind of sneaky good in the sense they're not going to like blow teams away, they're not really going to overpower anyone, but especially out in the West. But they could definitely make the playoffs. I don't see that as a sort of a stretch of the imagination, really.
Yeah, Absolutely. And again, it's still pretty early. As of right now, Whitecaps are four games in, 2-2, two wins, two losses. Houston's 1-2, although they've scored 11 goals, which leads the entire league.
Right.
Meanwhile, NYCFC, with their draw, they're now 1-1-2, sitting in fourth.
Well, the farm team's not really going to develop much.
Yeah, so that's... So, Manchester City B is NYCFC, right?
I would say, what is it?
Man City DMC?
Is it Melbourne City is the other
That's team? In Australia,
right,
yeah.
Right. That's the other team they own?
Mm-hmm.
Let's call them Manchester City B.
So, the Australian team is Manchester City
David
B.
David Villa did play for them first.
Right.
For like two games.
That would make NYCFC Manchester City
C.
Manchester City C, which would put them in USL. So let's relegate New York City FC to USL.
Hold on a second, because NYCFC has an affiliate in USL, the Wilmington Hammerheads.
Oh.
So that makes them Manchester City D.
So they're a NASL team.
But NASL second division.
Yeah, bring up Wilmington to the NASL.
And then send NYCFC down to USL.
Right.
All right.
It's like how Montreal FC owns the Montreal Impact.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm making that up. But
it's the other way around, but I get where you're trying to I get where you're trying to go.
It could be right.
Speaking of the Impact, they lead the East with a 2-1 record.
Grumble.
Tied with the Philadelphia Union. Because everyone saw that coming.
Yeah.
And then Orlando City's third. And I believe the only team that's undefeated other than Sporting Kansas City and Real Salt Lake. Cool.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, again, three games into the season. Take that for what you will.
Well, I mean, I could tell you for a fact that the Seattle Sounders are not the worst team in the league. They are the only team without a point. Even the Colorado Rapids have 4 points, which is actually better than 5 Eastern Conference teams.
Go Colorado. It's the Howard effect since they signed Tim Howard.
The 2015 MLS Cup finalists have 1 point combined.
That's kind of
funny. First 6 combined games.
Is it like an MLS Cup hangover kind of thing?
Must be.
Does that exist? Should that exist?
Il ist mird.
All right. Other stuff going around MLS. DC United signed Roberto Mancini's son. He's only 21 years old, I believe. So DC got that Italian midfielder they wanted.
So, seeing as wait. Let's back this up. So,
boo.
Oh, come on. You would have made that joke and then
with Pep coming into Manchester City. Now, do you think Mancini comes to MLS? No. Nope. That's the answer to that question. Nope.
No. So, Andrea Mancini is the kid's name. He's 23 years old, not 21. He'll wear the number 41 for DC, which is interesting. He was with Man City in 2010 when his dad went to, you know, Man City, but was released by the club in 2011 after he didn't make a senior appearance. So, again, take that for what you will. Also, thanks, Gavin, the Seattle Sounders signed Hercules Gomez, the former Orlando City.
Hercules.
I don't know what to call him at this point. The Orlando City target, who was never really a target, but everyone wanted
Twitter
him to be here.
Wanted him to be a target.
He is a professional soccer player who people thought were going to go to Orlando.
But had no evidence to prove so.
I mean,
if you want to sign a veteran striker with a track record in MLS, you could go with Hercules Gomez, or you can go with the unproven guy in Julio Baptista.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's
the biggest deciding factor is that Hercules Gomez is not Brazilian.
Nor is he Kaká's friend.
Nor has he had any good form as of late.
I mean, our last two big signings were both good good friends with Kaká, so I think that tells you right now who's running the team.
Let's
Phil says he's GM, but I don't buy
Phil's
it.
Phil's not the GM. Adrian Heath is the GM.
Kaká walks into the office and say, "Hey man, let's get some talent in here. You're going to get some talent in here."
Let's look at the facts. Batman v Superman came out to set up Justice League. Kaká comes to Orlando.
Okay.
And then he starts bringing his friends.
Okay.
I think Kaká got an advanced screening of Batman versus Superman and said, "You know what? We're going to start the Super Friends here."
Are you?
But with soccer.
The Super Friends, not the Justice League?
Nope. Friends.
Are you?
The cartoon.
The 19. What was it? 60s?
Saying right now that Orlando is really the Justice League capital of the Southeast?
I'm saying they're the Super Friends capital of the Southeast.
Okay.
See, no, the Citrus Bowl is now the Hall of Justice.
Mm.
Yes.
It hides out in that lake the stadium pops up before.
You know what?
Dr. Doom's lair, whatever it is. Is that it? Did I get it right?
Oh, no. The Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom.
The Legion of Doom. Who is that?
The Citrus Bowl goes into the little lake there in north of the stadium and just pops out every game.
No, but you know who's next on that list of Kaká's friends or former players who have played with Kaká? I like how you sung it like praise God or something.
Oh, were you trying to do the Champions League Kyle's like angelic
here.
Choir?
Yeah. Kyle's not here, so somebody had to do it.
Fair.
I mean,
Zlatan, he's out of contract this summer.
Well, he's not coming to Major League Soccer because he's going to the Chinese Super League, who reportedly offered him $87 million.
What the heck?
Which is totally super Chinese league of them.
Is that a thing now?
It's going to be a thing, yeah. By the way, the Legion of Doom, their swamp-based flying headquarters was called the Hall of Doom.
The Hall of Doom, okay.
But every time the cartoon would refer to it, it's, "Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom!" In that really epic, like, announcer voice.
You know, we should, when, like, cutting back to Orlando City highlights, they should really do that. Like, "Meanwhile, at the Citrus Bowl!"
If I ever get on a broadcast, I am doing that.
We got to get on a Citrus Bowl.
Or you just, like, cut back
weather.
To, you, like, throw out to, like, some highlight package that's happening in, like, Kansas City, where Dom Dwyer rips his jersey off to reveal an Orlando City kit.
Meanwhile, it's Sporting Park.
It's not called
Dom
Sporting
Dwyer.
Park anymore. It's
Children's Mercy Hospital Park.
Yeah.
Mercy. For the children.
The real mercy would just be... Never mind.
I'm glad you stopped yourself there. That would have been not good. Hashtag bad. So, as we're sitting here recording, the U23s team for the U.S. Men's National Team,
might
U23s, are currently playing Colombia.
Can we put in discovery rights for American players?
I think so. As long as you discover any player.
Homegrown talent?
Apparently you can do that with anything, because Tyler Turner's a homegrown player, and the kid was born in California.
He was born in Connecticut. Tommy Redding was born in California.
No, I meant Tyler Turner. He was born in California.
No. Tyler Turner was born in Connecticut.
Tyler Turner was born in California.
You want to bet? Look it up. He's from Milford, Connecticut or something.
Tina Turner was born in Nutbush, Tennessee. That's a true fact.
Tyler Turner grew up in California. Let me get my facts right.
Born in Connecticut.
Grew up in California.
Okay, but born in Connecticut.
But you're not listening to me.
Tommy Redding was born San Diego.
Bobby Brown is from Boston, Massachusetts.
So you want to go ahead and tell us where Tyler Turner's from?
He currently plays for Orlando City. That's where he's from.
Okay.
I don't know why I went. He's from the IG Academy
originally.
Oh my God. Let's stop and move on
and
now.
And before that was from the Connecticut Academy.
Thank you, Gavin.
I don't know why he was out there, but something.
Jeez.
Who the hell was from California?
Tommy Redding.
Alex Morgan.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's from Oviedo.
Yeah, he was born in San Diego.
Servando Carrasco is from California.
He is indeed.
So is Eric Avila. He's from San Diego.
Yeah, but he plays for the Rowdies now. He doesn't count.
Freddie plays for the Rowdies.
Forever Alliance.
Who?
Freddie Adu.
Sure does.
Freddie Adu don't.
All right, we're getting way off topic here. Let's move on from our around MLS thing. Let's talk about some weird news. Brad, you had some stuff about the Whitecaps that you told me about earlier.
I had some stuff about the Sounders, but we already passed that.
What was the thing about the Whitecaps?
Oh, the thing about the Whitecaps having... sorry.
That wasn't weird news, man.
Yeah.
Sounders wasn't.
Well, no. I had a thing about the Sounders having...
the green card.
Tyrone Mears getting a green card to open up an international slot. I also had something about the Whitecaps players having their boots stolen from their training grounds.
Yeah. That was kind of weird.
Like, all of their boots.
Which is a lot of money.
That's 32 pairs of cleats stolen from... their training center on Monday night. So, you know.
So they just showed up to training on Tuesday and played in their socks?
I would check Canadian eBay real quick and see if any accounts selling soccer equipment are tied to any equipment managers or anything. That Canadian dollar's not doing well right now, guys.
You
gotta get your money somehow.
Yeah. As long as Tim Hortons is surviving up there, that's all that really matters.
Fun fact, Hortons changed their bean supplier. I'm not kidding. McDonald's now has the bean supplier that Tim Hortons had. So now McDonald's coffee is basically Tim Hortons coffee now.
I'm sure everyone's thrilled about that.
Tim Hortons, by the way, is owned by Burger King. So
what?
Monopoly is back at McDonald's. I started playing that this morning. I need Kentucky Avenue. So if someone wants to send me Kentucky Avenue, I will share my 10 grand with you.
I remember every year I would get either a Boardwalk or a Park Place, and I would never get, and I would always think like one of my friends had the other one, but it just turned out they had the same one. So I remember one year we put both of them on a game pad and brought it to our local McDonald's thinking that they wouldn't notice.
Jesus.
Turns out 9-year-olds are not that enterprising when it comes to fraud.
Wait, you as a 9-year-old just walked into a McDonald's with a game board?
Yeah.
Did you go to the McDonald's by yourself? Like, did a parent bring you?
No, there's a McDonald's. Like, I lived in a little community right next to it. It was a McDonald's. It was on the same side of the road, so I didn't have to cross the street. And I could just walk there. It was like a 5-minute walk from my house.
Interesting.
Jeez.
There's also an Outback Steakhouse and a Publix.
Oh. Did you play at the Playland there?
Yeah, once. And then we found a sock in there, so then we never did again.
That's disgusting. Who wants a sock?
I don't know who
I'm
leaves.
Really surprised that a 9-year-old was deterred by a sock to ever show back up to the Playland again. Was it in the ball pit?
Yeah, it was in the ball pit, that's why.
I would have just stayed out of the ball pit.
Well, there's only a ball pit and a slide, that was it.
It's just one of those real basic McDonald's then.
Yeah, this was, look, Lake Worth, Florida is not the most affluent neighborhood.
It's not the fun capital of the Southeast, that's for sure.
No. There's actually, fun fact, there is a History Channel special about Lake Worth on Gangland.
We need to create a segment, just fun facts
fun
with
facts.
Brad Newton.
Brad's fun facts.
I like it. That's for next time.
I bottle fed a bear.
See, this is exactly, we need this for next time. Save all your fun stories for next time, though, please.
Who was Kyle
please.
Foley? Was that guy ever on our show?
I don't know. All right. One other weird news story. This was kind of an interesting one that came out of a non-league soccer match in, where is it?
That's a good question, Austin. Where is it?
Boston Town against Slayford Town. I'm assuming that's somewhere in England.
Ipswich Town?
It's in Lincolnshire, England, Slayford Town. One of their players was live tweeting from their account. And he left the Twitter account midway through the second half because he got subbed into the game. So,
as one does.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, your social media manager just casually gets subbed into the game to play a few minutes. The team was up 3-1 at the time he got subbed in, and they blew the 2-goal lead to draw 3-3. So I'm sure a lot of people had fun with that.
Tweets got a lot less fun after that.
See, now can you imagine, like, if you were live tweeting the game and then all of a sudden they come up to the press box and say, "Hey, we need you, get in." You just have to go put on your cleats and go in there and play for like 20 minutes. Wouldn't that be fun?
Sure. Yeah, I can't. You know, have you ever? I mean, Kevin, you follow Kevin Merlino on Snapchat. You could do a lot worse than having a than having players run a Twitter account.
That's true. I can't. Can you imagine Kevin Molino running the Orlando City Twitter account?
Oh, fire.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine Rafael Ramos running the Twitter account? Just selfies. Just
selfies with his girlfriend for days.
He's just going to, every picture is just bagels, hashtag bagels.
It'd be Tim, it'd be Tim Allen's wet dream.
Let's move on now to our What's Your Beef segment.
Hi, Tim. Come at me, bro.
Gavin, what's your beef this week?
My beef? I got a lot of beef.
What's beef?
It's not hot dogs, right?
No.
Good.
It's not a sandwich. So, stop.
Beef is when you need two gats to sleep. Beef is when your mom's ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU.
What song is that from?
Really? That's called What's Beef.
Okay. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
It's Notorious B.I.G. All
right. Gavin, what's your beef?
So, MLB The Show comes out this morning.
Sure.
Last night, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I was going to go to Walmart for the midnight release, but Walmart is not really reliable, how you would say. So I didn't want to drive across town to go get this. So I waited until the morning and I went to Target because they're much closer.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly people, you know, they'll help you out. GameStop didn't open for an hour, so. Yeah.
Sorry, Rafael Ramos just retweeted his girlfriend's
selfie.
Yeah,
no, that's why I said that.
All right, continue. Continue with your MLB The Show story.
So I go to Target, and I'm like, and I mean, and Target's got big signs. They're like, MLB The Show, get it here. So I go to the game section, and it's not there. The shelf is empty. I'm like, what the hell? All right, and I'm looking around the electronic department. Nobody's to be found.
Squeaky voice teenager, just nowhere to be found.
Yeah, there's not that dude with the khaki pants. Sorry, sir! Didn't get any copies of baseball!
As he pushes up his horn-rimmed glasses.
I think he did have glasses. Oh my God. Okay,
continue. So you didn't get MLB The Show at the store. So what did you do?
Well, I get there, and I finally find the guy, and he walks over, and they've got like these like phone clicker things, and they like scan it, and they'll tell you if they have it.
Millennials.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he scans it, and he's like, sorry, dude, we didn't get the shipment. I'm like, the game came out last night, and you're telling me you didn't get the goddamn shipment? Like... That's like asking for Orlando City socks and getting fucking FSU in return, all right? How does that happen?
Or get Vancouver Whitecaps ones.
Yeah. We'll send you some Florida Gators. Vancouver Whitecaps. No. I'm being trolled so hard right
third
now.
Times the, third time's
third
the charm.
Third time's the charm.
They
and I'm going to get some Dallas Cowboys socks
so
this week.
We'll you're going to get like a sleeve of Ritz crackers in the mail. It's not even going to be socks this time.
And with just a note that says "Gotcha, bitch."
It's just them with like everyone in their office just flipping you double birds.
Sponsored by Orlando City.
Yeah, exactly.
So, someone's mooning you in the picture.
So that's your beef, Brad. What do you got?
It's not serious beef this week.
Oh man, let me tell you. So I just got back from vacation. Went up to South Carolina, and my beef is the fact that. There's a fast food restaurant called Cookout, and you can get this thing called a Cookout tray, and Cookout is dirt cheap, and you get like it's basically the way I describe it. It's basically the Taco Bell of burger places. You can get like basically an entire meal for what is essentially like $5, no more, no less. So with the Cookout tray, they give you an option of like your entree and your sides, right? Like how you would at like a normal restaurant. So for your sides, you can get French fries, coleslaw, regular sort of things. But then they also add in the option to get a quesadilla or a corn dog. And my beef is that this restaurant is not available in more places. America would be a lot fatter, but a lot happier if at any given moment for $5.99, you can get a quarter pound hamburger, hush puppies, and a corn dog, and a cheerwine float for $5. That is my beef, that this is not more widely available.
I just want to follow up on my beef. You guys might remember a couple weeks ago I had beef with Sports Illustrated Kids.
Yes.
Not 2 days later did I get my Sports Illustrated Kids magazine in the mail.
Do they have the tearaway cards?
They did have the tearaway cards. Jovinko was one of the tearaway cards. I have the poster, which was...
Penny Hardaway.
No, it was what's-his-face from the Warriors.
That was the last one I got, so...
Andre Drummond? I think that's who it was.
He's a guy.
Yeah, he's okay. They gave me that with my Ripaway cards. I haven't got a magazine since. I wouldn't underestimate the power of the mail within the next couple of weeks, being the new month.
So it's just a one-time thing? Is it? I think, you know what? Actually, I think Sports Illustrated for Kids went quarterly.
Do they?
I don't know.
All right. So my beef this week is with Kingston the Lion. Kingston is currently
eating my soul. That's what he's doing.
I mean, for those of you who don't know the Orlando City, what's a good word to describe Kingston?
He is
a terrifying individual.
A freak.
He is an anthropomorphic lion talisman that was summoned once the team got promoted to MLS.
Imagine
it's
Darth AKA Maul a mascot.
Had a son with a lion. That is what it looks like.
No, basically. but that would be cool though.
Except, and the face doesn't move. He can't look, he can't talk. It's just
he's just got
frozen.
That one death-defying stare.
Exactly. And so that death-defying stare is currently leading in the mascot fan poll or whatever they're calling it.
It is USL Kingston's final form.
What do you think his relation ties are to the Pelicans mascot?
Very close. Probably the same like family.
What about the baby one? That is definitely a baby of incest.
Jeez. Hmm.
The mascot for the little baby one?
Yeah.
He wears the Smoothie King crown or whatever.
He's the New Year baby.
Yeah. Is that what they call him?
I don't know.
So anyways, currently beating out the LA Galaxy's Cosmo.
Gavin, that's a monthly magazine, Sports Illustrated for Kids.
So I should be expecting another one anytime now.
Sure.
All right. They're probably
they just got to write one real quick.
Yeah. Can I write for them? I think I'm going to apply to write for.
So they're calling it the Mascot Mania Bracket. I'm just looking up the current standings as of right now. Actually, as of last night, Kingston was winning 60-40, but now he's losing 55-45.
Don't tell me that.
So there is hope for humanity.
Nice.
So that was that's my beef.
He's losing, so how can you have beef?
I know.
You should have really planned ahead on that side.
I mean, I as of last night it wasn't. Of today it is. So.
I can just see, Kaká and Kyle kind of like having a meeting with Kingston, and like Kingston's like threatening Orlando, like the city of Orlando. And Kyle just turns to Kaká and says, "When someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes."
All right. Before we get to our games that we picked this week, we need to do our annual Estrella update. So let's go ahead and do that really quick. In the arms of the angel, fly away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room. All right.
Did he die?
Have we ever gone over the etymology?
We went to Portugal, so you might as well have.
No, he didn't go to
Cyprus.
Cyprus.
Have we ever gone over the etymology of Estrella? Like what his name means?
Star.
Star. Yep. All right. Just making sure.
Too bad he wasn't a star for Orlando City.
Hey-o! Just to clarify here, as I said last week, Estrella has played 20 minutes for his new club, AOPOL. I don't know how to pronounce it.
He played for Orlando City. Hey-o!
Played in friendlies.
Yeah, I know that.
Anyways, let's pick our I only got 5 games for this week because we went 8 games last week and 10 games the week before.
You guys really went overboard when I was away.
Yeah. Tends to happen. Anyways, I only picked 5 games.
Can't contain it.
5 games from different leagues. We'll start off with the more obscure one, which isn't really that obscure. From the Brazilian league, Corinthians versus Ponte Preta, the team that injured Kevin Molino for the season last year.
Those goddamn Pretas.
Gavin, who do you got?
Well, I'm going to point my favor in the other direction and go with Corinthians on this one. I didn't like it.
Nope.
Nope. But it's nice to know that you went Corinthians.
Yep.
They don't call him the best color man in the game for this, folks.
Me and Kyle are going to get our chance one day to color commentate in Orlando City game, and it's going to be magical.
Tell you what, well, you'll have to get him from Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to fly up to Chicago, and we're going to do that game.
Just throwing things from like media box to media box at one another.
Well, you know what? You could just sabotage the broadcast while you're up there.
It's true.
I am not recommending you do that.
Well, now that you're on the record of that, now you just blew his cover. So great.
Well,
he's gonna.
I said I didn't recommend
now.
It. I just said it's something that is possible.
It's like
moving on.
You think you'll be able to take a break covering midterm elections? Whatever's going on with the 14th district in Illinois.
It's like I can't tell you where the power generators at Toyota Park are, but if they were anywhere, they'd be at sub-level 3.
All right, Brad, who do you got, Corinthians or Ponte Preta?
Corinthians. I don't know why I pronounced it like that, but I did.
I think that's the right way to pronounce it, honestly.
I think it's Corinthians.
Okay.
Because you had to enunciate.
I'm going to go Ponte Preta. Because why not?
I used the hashtag Bahia is bad for a post after that game, mm-hmm. and it tells you that, and I looked at it today, and it turns out there are like 187,000 posts hashtag Bahia is bad. So they must
That's
be pretty bad.
Funny.
Yeah.
All right. Over to the Bundesliga, Bayern Leverkusen against Wolfsburg.
Ooh.
Felt like that was a pretty good game. Gavin.
Let's see.
Leverkusen or Wolfsburg?
I'm going to pull the Leverkusen on this one and go with Bayer.
This is why you weren't here for a month. Jeez.
I'm so funny, you guys.
I'm glad you think that, Gavin.
The show just continues to amaze me, you know?
Brad, who do you got?
I'm going to... Wolfsburg.
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 I'm going to go Bayer Leverkusen.
Chicharito.
All right, the big game.
Score.
That's not Orlando-Portland. The other big game. Barca versus Real Madrid. El Clasico.
I think this match is going
to
be...
in Barcelona, by the way, just to put it out there.
I think this match is going to go down as an all-time Clasico. And Barcelona is going to win it with Lionel Messi scoring 2 goals. Cristiano Ronaldo will score 1, probably. And he'll take his shirt off at least twice during the match.
All 4. All 8.
What? Yeah. That's an accurate description for all of Gavin's jokes. Missing wide.
It's just a bit outside.
Don't understand how he's laying off pitches like these, folks.
All right, Brad, who do you got? Barcelona or Real Madrid?
It's Barcelona. It's not close. Madrid is not great right now.
Hashtag bad. Yep. I'll go Barca as well. Over to the EPL, Liverpool and Tottenham at Liverpool. It's really only like good kind of matchup with between top teams. It's on you, Gavin.
My prediction: I'll be Liverpoolin for Jurgen Klopp.
Oh my
God! Damn it!
Can we beat him with something, please?
In this matchup, and I think they will walk together to 3 points.
Let's see. Tottenham hasn't beaten Liverpool in their last three matches. Liverpool takes a Klopp all over Tottenham.
See, that's how you do it, Gavin. That is how you do it.
They give Harry Kane a Anfield steamer.
I'm going to go Tottenham just for the sake of being different. All right, final game of the evening, Orlando and Portland.
I'd be lying if I said Orlando wasn't going to win this game. Because they will. They've got a strong crowd behind them. They've got momentum in their favor. And they're going to have 3 points at the end of the night. Orlando City.
Fantastic.
They're going to chop down the timbers.
Oh my God. You're like that one dad who thinks he's funny and keeps telling jokes, and all of his kids are like, yeah, haha, good one, dad.
You guys are just laughing because you need the
Uncle Gaz strikes again. Let's move on, Brad.
It's going down, and I'm yelling timbers at the Citrus Bowl.
I was going to say that before you cut me off.
But yet you didn't. You had your chance. You blew it.
It's going down, and I'm yelling Orlando City is going to win this one.
So you're saying the Timbers will win?
No, I'm saying Orlando City.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go Orlando as well.
You better move. You better dance, Kaká. It'll be a night you won't remember.
Wait, are you saying he's going to get like a concussion or something?
No.
Okay. So as we finish up this 15th episode of the Fourth Official Podcast, I'd like to thank Gavin for showing up, kind of thanking him because of all those jokes at the end kind of ruined it.
You know, anything to deliver a great podcast for you guys. Uh-huh. I love our listeners. I think they do wonderful supporting us.
They're the best.
They're okay.
We're the best.
We're okay.
I'm the best.
And
another one.
Thanks to Brad Newton for coming in again. And for myself, Austin,
you're
David,
very welcome.
And for GuyBot, a lot of people, like my sister from another Mr. Rachel Ray, are not big fans of the Food Lube. And we'll leave you with this fun clip from Anchorman the movie.
It's my memoir.
Every Friday night. Champ here, I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase, whammy, as in Gene Tennis at the plate.